Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Okuda has had a decent camp, would you say?
Yeah. Reports are, you know, from others than just us. I've watched a little bit, and it seems like he's having a good camp. We're hearing it from other individuals that cover and talk to the coaches. Right now, it seems to be neck and neck for that starting quarterback job with Will Harris. The unofficial depth chart came out last night. He is right now with the second team. But I'm curious because he was drafted in a year where there were a number of quarterbacks, Justin Herbert being one of them, that could have been taken. He was drafted by the previous regime, which we have labeled as Quintricia. I know that if you know Jeff Okuda, if you're around this team, you want him to be successful. Most Lions fans, I do believe, still want him to be successful. I don't know that he'll ever live up to the number three overall pick hype. But I do believe there's somewhat of a feeling like they want – some Lions fans aren't necessarily on board with him being successful, whether it is because he was drafted by the previous regime, because he hasn't lived up. I mean, don't you get that sense when you talk to some individuals?
Are you creating a straw man? Somebody wants them to fail?
I'm not creating a straw man. I'm just telling you that some of the individuals I've talked to are so down on the previous regime that they can't get over that.
Okay, I understand it was a crappy pick, but now that he's still here, why would anybody who's a Lion fan want him to fail, because that would hurt the team? And the Quintricia,
they just want the team to move on. That's what they want. They want the team to move on.
Well, they have moved on. I mean, they have a new coach. They have a new general manager. It's the year two. Yeah, so there are guys who were here before. He's one of them. I mean, look, he probably would be the poster, you know, person.
Him or Jared Davis.
I think Mayhew actually drafted Jared Davis, I think. I might be wrong on that, but whatever. But Batiste Tabor, to me, is more of a poster child
for that. Yeah, yeah. The film than
Jeff Okuda, because Okuda's most of his failings have been through injury. I mean,
right.
You know, as a rookie, a lot of first year corners have problems. Okay,
struggle.
And he got hurt, and then he got hurt again. I mean, J.C. Horn, who Ryan Clark says is going to be his big breakout player, he didn't play his rookie year because he got hurt.
Right.
Is that administration going to be a failure because they drafted a guy that got hurt? Look, we know that Quintricia sucked, but
I think a lot of the narrative comes around the fact that it wasn't, and it's not Jeff Okuda as a individual that they're against. It's the fact that they could have had a number of different quarterbacks at that time.
Yeah, believe me. I know, you know, we all know that Okuda was not a good draft pick, you know, especially third overall.
Bob Quinn drafted Jared Davis.
He did? Okay.
Yeah.
That was the year after Decker.
Right. Okay. My bad. So, that was not a good draft. But, okay, so this administration brings him back. So, look, that administration was awful. But
we do have Decker from that administration.
Yeah.
We do have Frank Ragnow from that administration.
Yeah. There are some people that are – T.J. Hockenson, is that the administration?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you know.
Can you name a non-first-round pick?
Pardon?
Who are the non-first-round picks?
Yeah, not very many. You got the depth chart in front of you. There's a few, but not very many. That's for damn sure.
No.
Yeah, it was horrible. Nobody's sticking. I'm not sticking up for Bob Quinn or Matt Patricia by any means, but I find it hard to believe that any Lion fan would say, "I hope he doesn't make it. I hope he stinks." Well, why?
Piling on Quintricia. That's what they're doing.
Why? It's done. It's over. We know how bad he is. I mean, but all we're hearing from New England is that their offense is just shambles because he's in charge of it.
I know.
And Bob Quinn, what's he, like a consultant or with the Browns? I mean, he can't get a jail. Yeah. He'll never get a general manager.
Did you hear the quote from Mac Jones?
No.
About, you know, he was talking, they asked him after practice about some of the struggles that they're witnessing, and he said, oh, you know, I'm going to get it right, and we're going to get better, we're going to get it right by the time the season starts, and then they might, but I think a lot of that comes from the fact that they first of all, have no offensive coordinator, at least that they've named, and second of all, their offensive coordinator is a former offensive line coach that hasn't coached on the offensive side of the ball in, what, 7 or 8 years?
Yeah, and Joe Judge, the other one, is not doing anything either. But you know what? Here we go. I'm going to go back to history again. When the Lions go up to Foxborough in Game 5, they'll figure out a way to beat the Lions.
Yeah. It'll be an offensive explosion.
Yeah, absolutely. 97 won the ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.